More than 2 years after Britain voted to leave the European Union, a draft Brexit agreement has emerged with the British Cabinet set to consider the details. And already, it's set off yet another round of bloodletting within Theresa May's government. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
It's taken 2 years, it's still only in draft form, and it's yet to be publicly examined. But the UK-Europe Brexit deal is already being dismissed by the UK government's hard rump of Brexiteers. Leading the rebellion is the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
For the first time in 1,000 years, this Parliament will not have a say over the laws that govern this country. It is a quite incredible state of affairs. It will mean that we are having to accept rules and regulations from Brussels over which we have no say ourselves.
The wording of the agreement was hammered out by technical advisers to both London and Brussels, who have been working in utter secrecy for months, trying to find a happy medium between the two sides. Now, finally, Theresa May's cabinet ministers are being shown what they've come up with in a series of one-on-one briefings at No. 10 Downing Street.
Is there a deal, Mr. Hancock? Do you think you'll be able to accept this deal?
The June 2016 referendum has thrown the United Kingdom into political chaos and threatened to drag the British economy into the doldrums. But the greatest sticking point has been the future of Ireland, where the EU has its only hard border with the United Kingdom. Mrs. May has tried to solve this dilemma by proposing a common rulebook with the EU for customs declarations and tax requirements. But members of her own party have castigated her proposal, and they came out swinging as news of the deal broke.
I think that the issue of the border in Northern Ireland has been escalated quite deliberately in order to produce this perverse result that the whole of the UK ends up remaining within the customs union and in the single market, thereby effectively frustrating the result of the referendum and the verdict of the people.
Conservative MP and arch-Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg said the draft agreement would see the UK sacrifice its own sovereignty.
Well, if what we've heard is true, this fails to meet the Conservative Party's manifesto, and it fails to meet many of the commitments that the Prime Minister makes. It would keep us in the customs union and de facto in the single market. It is a failure to deliver on Brexit.
The final wording of the withdrawal agreement has been reported to contain 400 pages of dense legal text. If Cabinet signs off on the deal, the European Union is due to hold a Brexit summit on November 25, with the British Parliament then to be asked to ratify the agreement. It's a big if for a Prime Minister who is only just keeping a grip on her government. This is Linton Besser in London for AM.